Okay, it is 6 p.m. here on WMBR Cambridge, and we have a special guest DJ here for the first hour of the James Dean Death Car Experience. We have Paul. He donated for an hour of airtime back during our fundraiser, and I'm not going to sit here and chit-chat. I'm just going to turn it right over to him, and here you go.
Thank you, Lisa, and thanks once again to WMBR for allowing me to take the death car for a spin for an hour. Fear not, I will return the keys over to Lisa after I'm done. But before that, I hope to, I plan to play some music and I hope you like it. I'm going to do three sets. The first one is going to be what I call my sunny pop set. And then the second set will be more indie pop, and the third set will be music that both Mary and I like, because she's here in the studio with me, and I will have a very long ride home if I don't play some music she would like. But anyway, I'm starting off by playing a new song, in fact, a pre-released track. It's by the artist Jay Soam, and the name of the track is Superbike.
I'm not the kind of fool Et de...
Robin Hitchcock and the Egyptians doing Flesh Number One from the Globe of Frogs CD. That features Glenn Tilbrook on backing vocals and Peter Buck on guitar. And hope you enjoy that set. I don't listen to a lot of really sunny pop music, but I like to start off that way and then work my way into the abyss from there. But seriously, my next set is going to be more indie pop, but I decided to choose some bands that I think either haven't received enough credit for what they've done or have been pigeonholed for one reason or another. Harvey Danger is one of those bands, and they became known for one really popular song that sort of pigeonholed them. And their first album, Where Have All the Merrymakers Gone, has quite a few really, really good songs, and even subsequent albums have had really good songs, great songwriting, and so I feel badly, and I've been following Sean Nelson since he left. He did spend some time with the Long Winters, and he has performed with Robin Hitchcock, just an exceptionally gifted singer and songwriter. So I thought I'd play one of the tracks from their first album that I believe is really superior to the really popular one, and it is called Woolly Muffler.
Flirting eyebrows, or maybe walking to the big screen. Oh, and he looks so good in Technicolor, kissing him in your dreams. Oh, and you know Paul Newman's that much duller than him, and you know it's true, it's a sin when he sees you goodbye. Chocolate and Pepsi flow. Oh, oh, and all the pretty girls, they drew for him, and you know it's right when he wins the one in the light. Goodbye.
The Monochrome set, the song "Goodbye Joe." It originally came out on Strange Boutique back in 1980, but I pulled it from an anthology. I remember seeing the Monochrome set at Hofstra University when I went to school there back in the Stone Age. They put on a really good show. I'm going to back announce this set list. I realize I forgot to do that with the first set. But you can follow along on track-blaster.com, where Lisa has been diligently inscribing all of the track information that I handed to her when I came up with the sets. So you can go back and find out the particulars of that music in the event that you heard something that you liked, and I didn't tell you what it was. But I will tell you exactly what I've just played. Before Goodbye Joe, we heard Cambridge, California by Lilies. I always used to say The Lilies, but I think they're just Lilies. That was from Better Can't Make Your Life Better, sounding like the Monkees met the Kinks, which is a compliment, by the way. Before that, Song for Kelly Huckabee. That came off of the Forbidden Love EP, and I had to play that because it features Mellotron, and in a very unique way for an indie rock song. So I also like the song too. So I hope you did too. Before that, Blur did Turn It Up. That was from their second album, Modern Life Is Rubbish. And I feel like the album was critically panned because it didn't have any hit singles on it. But I also thought that every song on the album was very, very good. So I feel like they were given short shrift when that album came out. And so I thought I'd give them a shout out by playing their album. And we started out with Willie Muffler by Harvey Danger from their debut album. And I also thought I would cite them for having an album where most of the music was stronger than Flagpole Sitta. That was the second set. We're going to move right into our third set. And this is all music that Mary and I both like. We're going to start out with a band that's somewhat of a super band. They're the Minus Five. The core members are Scott McCoy and Peter Buck. And there's a rotating cast of backing musicians. It's been over 40 different musicians over the past few years. But this particular time, they got into the studio with Wilco. In fact, the album is called Down with Wilco. And it's a very catchy tune from one of my favorite musicians who is recovering from a stroke. We hope to see him in Todos Santos pretty soon. And the name of the track is I'm Not Bitter.
comes all low to the ground. Just like the fog is a fattened cloud. The air turns to water when dioxide tempts the hydrogen. Why do you seek? Why do you seek the pink light? How do you sleep? How do you ever lie down? Why do you need? Why do you need your science? Why am I your only outside line? Who was that junk Mustafa you were chilling with? Down in the bars where regretful girls drift, I feel the need to steal some rest. I feel I'm getting killed by your fickleness. And the options, they are infinite. And the chance from my hand I feel is slip. Yeah. Why do you seek? Why do you seek the pink light? How do you sleep? How do you ever lie down? Why do you need? Why do you need your science? Why am I your only outside? Options, they are infinite. And the chance from my hand I feel is slipping at. Why do you seek? Why do you seek the pink light? How do you sleep? How do you ever lie down? Why do you need? Why do you need your science? Why am I your only outside line?
On the day that Dennis Brown's lung collapsed, spring rain was misting down on Kingston. And down at the harbor, local cops were intercepting an inbound shipment. And for a while there it was chaos, as they handcuffed and then roughed up some sailors. On the day my lung collapses, it's not gonna be much different. On the day that Dennis Brown's habits caught up with him, school children sang in choirs. And out behind the Chinese restaurants, guys were jumping into dumpsters. And the stench was overbearing, but they were past the point of caring. On the day my habits catch up with me, I'll be down among the jumpers. Come home in spring, we will fill them full of buckshot. Jets of contaminated blood will cloud the rivers and the lakes. It took all the coke in town to bring down Dennis Brown. On the day my lung collapses, we'll see just how much it takes.
Outside my door, here I stand, I'm all alone. drive me down the pitch black road. Lila, you're my only home, and I can't make it on my own. You're a bedtime story, the one that keeps the curtains closed. And I hope you're waiting for me, 'cause I can't make it on my own. I can't make it on my own. You're the pink can falling off the wall. You're the door that slams at the end of the hall. You're the catering sounds that's on the wall. The man of the moon and the angels. The shifting snake, you're singing the elastic sun and the elastic on your garden and stars.
Are back, and the James Dean Death Car is idling right now. That was the last spin I'll be taking here on WMBR Cambridge. And I will tell you what we just heard. That was Morphine, of course. That was from their final album that was released after the death of Mark Sandman. The album was called The Night, as was that track. Mary and I saw Morphine many, many times during our first few years together, and we saw them play in Central Square just before they went off on their European tour. So they'll always have a special place for us. And before that, we heard the Mountain Goats, who we've also seen many times. That was a more singer-songwrite-y type of song that they do called Song for Dennis Brown, which introduced us to the wonderful music of Dennis Brown. Before that, Mike Doty, formerly of Soul Coughing, did The Pink Life, a very sad song about drug addiction, but from an album of very introspective, very mellow music that I recommend, the album being Skittish from the year 2000. Before that, Luna, from the album Penthouse, did Sideshow by the Seashore from 1992. And before that, we started out with The Minus Five from Down with Wilco doing I'm Not Bitter. And I'm going to turn the wheel back over to Lisa so she can get this show back into control. And as always, it's a great experience, and it always goes by too quickly, but it's always a blast. And thank you so much for listening.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.